Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Welcome as well to Throwback Thursday. My name is Chris Gillibo. I am your host. And in this particular segment, we do it every Thursday, hence the name. We take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, this is really cool because we've been making Side Hustle School since January 1, 2017, every single day. So as you can imagine, we've got all sorts of stories in the archives. And often we go back and hear how someone has grown their business. Often we hear how they have expanded, maybe started a new business, how they have dealt with various challenges, what kind of advice they might have to someone else who is considering, you know, a similar business. So we've heard from people in all sorts of industries. And in today's episode, we're going to hear from an Idaho woodworker. He's actually an HVAC craftsman or repairman, but woodworking in his spare time. And as more people have moved to the area, his business has really taken off. His business is actually called Mahogany House Woodworks, but the website is BoiseCustomFurniture.com. Now, there's a whole lesson right there. You know, you've got one name for the business, but then how do you get to it? You go to BoiseCustomFurniture.com because that's what people search for. I might say something about that at the end. But without further ado, let's hear directly from James Barrett.
My name's James Barrett. We're located out in Nampa, Idaho, just outside of the capital, Boise. And yeah, we were on back in 2019. So yeah, episode 787. We have two things that we're operating. We do wood cutting boards and we also do furniture, custom furniture builds. We got picked up by a local maker magazine that's up here in the Northwest. They, a few years ago, decided to come out and do an article on our shop. And at that point in time, they wanted to publish an article with a website for customers to land to learn more about us. And at the time, we didn't have a website. So that's kind of where it made sense to ask the question, should we jump in with 2 feet and start a website and all that goes in with that? Or should we wind this down? And obviously we decided to ramp it up. My current day job, I do heating and air conditioning. So I work for a local company contractor, service contractor. And this is our side for me. This is my side hustle at the moment. We were working out of our garage, saving all of our pennies. And then this last year, we put up a 1300 square foot shop so we can start, you know, getting more projects done. And also, obviously, COVID has happened since then. So that's really driven people to, most of our customers are deciding to buy things that, you know, have quality that are built better. You know, there's this whole message right now about don't buy from China, buy local. And so that's really, I think, helped to drive up the visibility on a business like us. But also there's been here in Boise, Idaho, it's one of the fastest growing cities in the US, and there's been a huge influx of people moving into the area. And so there's a lot more people that are looking to get their home set up. The biggest challenge would be the production side. So getting projects out within a timely fashion. There's obviously the sales part, bringing jobs in, collecting money for that. But then once we have a customer committed to the project, then it's really up to us to push that out in a fashion that's gonna, you know, in a timely manner. So that's probably our biggest challenge at the moment. Woodworking can tend to be a hobby turned into some sort of income. What I would say, number one, is really know your numbers. So when you're launching a business, you want to really consider all the things that go into operating the business. If you're going to do maintenance on a machine, or you need to clean the bathroom, or you have to buy supplies for your sanders, or whatever the case is, to really consider that all needs to get built into the job. Because it can be very easy when you're just working on your own out of a garage or something. You think you're making money because somebody's paying you. But then if you were to actually file taxes on that, or have a CPA or bookkeeper look through that, that's when you start realizing you're actually not making any money. You're actually losing money. And at that point, that's definitely a decision to make. Is that how you want to operate? Which to me is just a hobby, and you're just somehow making sense of the money. Or do you want to turn it into a business and scale it out? So for someone to jump into something like this, I would, aside from that, definitely drive with people. You're not going to be able to get all the work done on your own. Adding other people into the mix really, in my opinion, really helps to turn the activity into a different level, a different scale, when you get other people's ideas and input and work involved into the business. That's when things can get a lot. You can really start scaling out at a different rate than just on your own.
Awesome. Thanks to James for sharing those updates with us. Check out the website. Once again, BoiseCustomFurniture.com. Great visuals there, overall presentation. Something like this, you know, the visuals are really important, and they've done a fantastic job with that website. And as mentioned, you know, the name of the business is actually, what is it? Mahogany House Woodworks. That's interesting because mahogany is kind of a difficult word to spell. Like, I first started trying to type it in and I had to think about it for a minute. But then I saw, oh, the domain, BoiseCustomFurniture.com. Great domain. Obviously tells you exactly what it is. So good decision there. Maybe think about that if you're trying to decide on your next domain or your next business name. All right, that's it for today. If you've got a question or an update for us about your hustle, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what's going on. And I hope you'll subscribe, follow, and come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.